Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Edu Cortez, director of Háblame de Ti. Hello, Edu.
Hi, I'm really happy to be here.
So, first of all, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners?
Yes, sure. Well, Háblame de Ti, Tell Me About Yourself, is a film, a coming-of-age film about a teen guy called Chava, who starts getting messages from a secret admirer, and then he thinks the secret admirer is the most popular girl in the school. But then, in the meantime, he meets Carlos, like a very attractive guy from the same high school. And then he is going to help him to discover the truth about the secret admirer. And in the process, Chava will discover himself.
You are also the screenwriter of this film. Where does this story come from?
Yes. So I started writing the script maybe like 9 years ago in a workshop where the teacher told us that we needed to write about something that happened to us in our lives. So I thought, well, my life is not interesting at all. But then I started like scratching in my life, back in my life, and then I found these two experiences that were connected. One is like I have a secret admirer and I won't spoil it. But yeah, I had a secret admirer who happened to be someone who I didn't think. And in the other hand, well, my own process of sexual discovery. And both stories are about identity. And then I thought that it was really interesting to put them all together and write the story about Chava and how he finds himself.
There is a sentence in this film, I think, and you said it first, that explain, let's say, all the film, and it says a discovery, that's what life is about. Because this film, it's not about only about discovery of yourself, but discovery in many ways. Is it right? How did you balance these aspects, different aspects of discovery in your film?
I think, like a lot of people have said, like, well, you speak about a lot of topics in the film. And I think that's why I decided that the main character had to be a young guy. Because when you are 17 years old, everything is new for you. Everything is like, well, yeah. Yeah, it's discovery. You have to discover everything, and you have to mature. Yeah, to mature in many ways, not just like who you like, but who your parents are as well. Because when you're a child, of course, you think that they are superheroes, and then you find out that they're human beings, and they also have a lot of mistakes. When you grow up, you have to deal with that and find out that, yeah, they're human beings, and you are also a human being, and you can also make a lot of mistakes. But life is about how you handle those mistakes and how you grow up.
In fact, what I really like about your film is that probably, as you said before to the students that saw the film, the key of the film is the relationship between Chava and his parents, especially his father, and that period of your life is when you discover that your parents are just human beings. And did you appreciate the fact that it arrives to the students too?
I think so. Yeah, I saw the students were really moved with the film, and they really connected with the film, and I'm really happy about it. And I think it is because what you said and what I said before. Yeah, when you are 17, you discover a lot of things in life, and life is not pink as you thought it was going to be. And life can be hard. But if you have like a good, how can I say, like a good support, you know, with your friends, with your family, and when you understand that as I said before, like, they're human beings as you, and then you start creating new relationships from them, you know?
It takes a lot to make this film, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. It was really hard. So maybe I started writing the script maybe in 2014, but I really started working on it in 2018. I went to a workshop in Colombia, and then in 2019 we started getting fundings, and it went really well. Like, in the first attempt we got it, and then the next funding we got it as well, and it was really easy. I was like, actually, like, a bit of showing off, like, oh, making films is not difficult at all. I won in my first attempt, so what are you talking about, guys? And then it was 2020, and then pandemic came, and everything went really wrong for the film. Well, for everyone, but for the film specifically, we lost all the funding that we got. Crisis. I thought, I'm going to give up. This film is not happening anymore. But when a story has to be told, like this one, it always finds its way. And thanks to my producers, who never stopped believing in the film, they were like, okay, we need to make this film. And they found a way, and we made it. And now we are here in Italy presenting the film. It's like a dream came true.
I read a few reviews about this film that was released in Mexico, and I discovered, I didn't know that it's not so typical to have coming of age in Mexican cinema, is it right?
Yeah. That's something that like, really interesting, because as I said, when you're in high school, like, the high school itself is like a proper universe, you know, like, a lot of things happen to you when you're in high school. And I find really weird that Mexican cinema doesn't explore enough that universe. On the other hand, you can find like plenty of these kind of films in films from the US, for example. And I was like, well, we need to start making these films in Mexico, in Latin America, because they're really interesting, and like, there are a lot of young audiences who wants to see these kind of stories. So yeah, we made it.
How difficult is to release a film like this that has also LGBT thematics? It's not the main thematics, because it's one of the many things that happened to your character, but it's one of the thematics. Was it difficult?
It was really difficult, actually. Like, even if you see the official poster, you won't see actually that is an LGBTQ film, because like, companies are still afraid that a lot of people will say no to those films. Even if we're in 2023, a lot of people are still like, really, how can I say, like, they refuse to watch this film. So of course, cinema is also an industry. Of course, the companies are still like, very, like, they hesitate about it. So I'm really grateful that big company like Cinepolis trusted us, even though I would say the film poster and the film trailer are not exactly like the film itself. But I understand it is because of what I said before. They're still afraid that people won't react as we want. But then you have these kind of screenings, like the one we have, and then you see all the reactions, and it's like, man, you need to release more content like this, because people want to see it.
Especially young audience, right? Because we think that to know the young audience and what they want, but maybe it's not like that.
Yeah, of course, you say, oh no, they just want to see superhero movies and TikToks and mm-hmm. whatever. And of course, yeah. But they also want to connect with these kind of stories, you know?
I'd like to ask you about the music in your film, and especially American Pie. There a meaning for that song?
Yeah. So I lost my father during the process of making my film. He died because of COVID. And one of his favorite songs was American Pie. And the film is about this relationship between a guy and his father. So I thought it was like really, really nice to have this song, because it has a lot of meaning for me and also for the film, you know, like it's like an anthem for like generations. It's considered one of the best songs in the history of music. And I don't know, it was just like my producers were like, man, this is going to cost us a lot of money. And it does. It costs a lot of money, but it's worth it, you know? And I think the music is a very important thing in my film. You know, like all the songs that we chose, we had like an amazing music supervisor. She did like an amazing job, like trying to find all these songs, like the right song for each scene. And I think it's part of the success of the film.
Absolutely. This is your first feature film. Yeah. What's next?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm writing my second and third feature film. I hope that making my first film is going to make things easier, but you never know. You never know. So I hope it comes out very soon. I think we need LGBTQ voices. And even if I don't want to be just making those kind of films, I think it's important to keep telling this story. So my next film is going to be an LGBTQ-focused film. So I'm very excited to share it with you very soon.
So we hope to see you in the next years here at The Lovers, maybe.
I'm sure I will be here.
Thank you very much, Edu. And this is Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.